It's Friday morning, so it's time for Inside the Numbers on GameDaySportsRadio.com. Time to bring in Mike Bernard from OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas. Mike, are you full from yesterday? That's what I need to know.
Pimento cheese sandwiches in the dungeon. That's what I had, baby.
See, everybody thinks we have a glamorous job. We really don't. There's nothing glamoury and glitzy about what we do. When everyone else is enjoying holiday meals and everything, we're working.
I did get some leftovers, but you're right. Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's Day, everyone's relaxing, enjoying family, and we grind it out. But hey, could be worse jobs.
Could be. Let's talk about some games tomorrow that are going to have a huge implication on bragging rights in several of these rivalries. But more importantly, they're going to have direct implications on the college football playoffs. And let's start with the game, Ohio State at Michigan, noon on Fox. Michigan leads this series 58-50, and they had six ties back in the day. But the Buckeyes, they've won seven straight. Of course, Jim Harbaugh, as everyone on the planet knows, has never beaten Ohio State. Last year, thought they had a chance to win. I think they went in favor to that game Columbus and got hammered 62-39. The Buckeyes finally got a test last week against Penn State, but they hurt themselves with three fumbles. Justin Fields seemed to be playing with a banged-up left hand. If that's going to bother him, they've kept it under wraps. Nothing's out right now. Michigan quarterback Shea Patterson, since the second half at Penn State, he has been outstanding. Those Wolverines are playing with a lot of confidence right now. When you look at this game, the Buckeyes, they know they're going to Indy to play in the championship game, even if they lose tomorrow. But I don't think Ryan Day is going to have a hard job of keeping these guys focused. And this is a game that I've enjoyed since back when I was a kid. I remember the first one that I ever watched, 1969, the first one between Woody and Bo, started the 10-year war, and Michigan upset probably the best Ohio State team that they've ever had. Now, over the last decade or so, this rivalry has lost some luster with the Buckeye dominance nationwide, but it hadn't lost any luster in Ohio and Michigan. And could this be the year that the Wolverines actually get that win?
It would be ironic if Harbaugh gets his first win in this series over what looks to be the best Buckeye team in recent memory. The Buckeyes opened a 10-point favorite. They're on the road. Sounds like a lot of points, but you got to remember, they're favored by tons every week. They were favored by 19 over Penn State, and you alluded to the fumbles. If it weren't for the fumbles, I mean, Ohio State's up 21-0 in that game. They would go on and snowball Penn State, and it wouldn't have been that close, but the fumbles kept Penn State in it. Right now, the point spread, you can find 8.5, 9.5 at different shops. Now, Michigan's won their last four games, and they've covered their last five. So they're playing much better. Ohio State, they've defeated every opponent by 11 points or more. 10 of those 11 wins were by 24 points or greater. So last week, the three turnovers, and they still beat Penn State by 11. Now, this is a spot where I'm normally looking to play the home dog, but as strong as Ohio State is, I'm either going to pass or actually lay the points with the Buckeyes.